form. Promise. If you remember the story of the Quran, it tells the sacred promise. You go back and look at the various messages that we have to start off with Mary Magdalene. Now, after that, this changed. Think about the idea. Now, it's left the same form. We talked about Peter in the little story. We talked about the boy who was used as a face and a voice. We talked about the boy and how he was healed. And today we're talking about promise. And now some of us refer to him as having promise. When you think of the Lord's disciples, we have certain words to go with most of them. We didn't get Jesus there, like the betrayal. We get the John, that's the one that Jesus loved. We get the Peter, we get the Christ. We agree. The name of the son of Peter, the Christ said, upon this rock I will build my church. And there's promise, and that can be a problem. What does promise mean for other than a disciple? We need to know and the serve of God. He really wants to know what is a disciple. But what he does know him for was God in promise. When you think about the rest of Scripture, God in what he wants. The word doubt. That's Christ's talk of promise. He said, don't doubt, believe. So if everybody looks at that, we're going to go, is he really God's promise? Is he somebody that we can relate to? That's the day that we take the character of promise. If it doesn't respect, will he make it? I should see it in a positive light, what he did. When he looked at the tray of promise, what he told him was mine. To see the truth in the building. Was he not willing to go to the truth and to remain the truth and believe? It's critical to me. Or maybe, if you think about it, and relate to us, maybe he just doesn't deceive the truth. We have questions. And maybe he just wanted an answer. I think when we talk about promise, it can be expressed this way in this quote. This doubt had a purpose. Promise wanted to know the truth. This doubt is evidence, not for lack of faith. But a desire to have faith in a good impact. So let's look at promise. Let's look at what it means to be trusted. And see how it relates to promise and faith. Arrogance. We can know the Gospel of John is the only gospel that talks about promise. I didn't expect it to be a disciple. We talk about his willingness to lift the heart. By going with Jesus and the other disciples, did you do it to raise the heart from the dead? That's one place that we hear about promise. We also know that he had a willingness to ask hard questions. That was true. When he questions about where he's going, Christ talked about he's going to go to the third place for us. And during that session, he promised with having discussions with the Lord. We thought about the actual statements of Christ recorded in the Bible. And the third time we talked about promise in the Bible was the raising of Lazarus from the dead. And his willingness to accept the truth. So, let's look first short the list of life. If you turn to your Bible, if you please, we're going to be talking about John chapter 1, and we're looking at verse 1-16. I know it's long, but I think it's very important. First time to say, Jesus is the Lord of life from the dead. Now, there are three people that are mentioned in the Bible that Christ raised from the dead. And three times to the field. First of all, the son of the widow named Mary. And to remember that the son was going to be sitting in the open casket. And this is precious. Found in Luke 7, verse 11 and 14. Jesus goes up. And he says to the mother, don't cry. And he brought the son back to life. And he sent the son back to his mother. And what a touching moment. When the mother is in remorse, the son back, and Christ takes the body. Called their daughter, and Jerry, Jerry's wife, they were the leader of the time, which is found in Mark chapter 5, verse 22. Jesus said, Joshua, come in. Lay down to say to you, arise. And she did. And finally, after this, we see in the book of John, John 11, verse 1 to 44. So let's start by looking at Lazarus. You see the doubt that you might have in your mind as it relates to Lazarus. But then it's John 11, verse 1 to 10. Now, you see the doubt that you might have in your mind as it relates to Lazarus. You see the doubt that you might have in your mind as it relates to Lazarus. This man who was dead at his mouth was sick. But the same one who poured the tomb on the Lord, you might have seen with a hearing. For the sick is sent forth to Jesus, Lord, the one you are is sick. And what this Jesus said, the sickness will not end in death. So Christ probably knew what he was going to do. He probably knew that Lazarus' sickness will not end in death. The sickness will not end in death, but it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified. And Jesus loved Lazarus and his sister Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was sick, he stayed where he was 2 more days. We don't know why he stayed 2 more days, but we do know this. Philippians 4:19 says that he will always be at ease according to his perfect plan. We don't know that plan. God does, and he knows for a good reason. It might be the time when my son would do something wrong. And my mother, when he did something wrong, I would send him to the doctor. And I'd say, you wait for me there because he knows what's going to happen to him. He's going to get the story, he's going to get the spanking. And I'd wait. He's looking at the case probably. He would stay there for a while and think, I'll keep staying there, and I know the more that he's staying there, the more he'll be thinking about what he did wrong. If we look at the same case with Jesus and his disciples, he waited 2 more days. We know that after he said this, he says, I'm going to go see him. Think in terms of the disciples. Do you think that their disciples wanted to go back to Judea? Do you think that they wanted to go to Jesus? The answer is no. We also know that when we look at Scripture, that the last time we went there, it was difficult. It was difficult for Jesus to reach out to them. So, interesting for the disciples to have to sit there and listen to that is saying, we're going to go there. Let's look at this problem. But that is actually quite a good thing to do. Look at that. We don't have to agree about it. Jesus could have taken a breath, but his disciples didn't have it. He thought he was speaking about a miracle too. So then he told them very quickly, Jesus is dead. Lazarus is dead. Came simple. And for your sake, I'm glad that was not dead, so that you may believe. There is faith. Notice the word that you may believe. We're going to see later that the same is true, and the same is true. Trust that you may believe. That's what we believe. And yet, if you have to start with, you don't see any attempt about the death. There's only the promise. And that's what Thomas did in verse 16. Here's what Thomas says. He said to the rest of the disciples, let us go, that you may die with him. And that was the Christ going back to Judea. You see here that Thomas was willing to risk his life. For Jesus. How many of the other disciples were standing up and saying, they don't mind me, it was Thomas himself that said, yes, that we may die with him. How many of us can say that the same story is done? That we're willing to die with him. Thomas was. He could risk that he didn't want to go. But we see here Thomas only did a example. He knew who Jesus was. He knew who was the Father. He knew that Lazarus was a dear friend of Christ. And he says, I'll go with you. I'm going to die for you. It's a bold statement. It's like a dying promise. He says, this person is willing to give his life for Christ. I'm willing to follow you, Christ, even if it means death. I'm glad to think about the times in the world we're in today. Are we willing to follow Christ even unto death? Mark 8, 34, 35 says this. Let's turn it to Mark 8. He's putting the action in. Christ told us to do it. If anyone comes to me, he must not accept the gift of his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life, believes it. And then they move to the right for me, and for the gospel, we serve it. This isn't the first thing I'm going to do about it. And I believe it's probably the first time I've been listening or received something. Thomas could only see disaster, yet he was willing to give his life. So what can we learn from this? But for all the Thomas wasn't about it. He loved his Christ. He was willing to put it all on the line. In his mind, he knew there was a strong chance. And I'm going to die by virtue of you, Christ. Just because. But he was willing to risk the death. My question is, do we have the same passion for Christ? Do we have the same desire? Follow Christ. And we have the same boldness. And the very first place in the New Testament, one of the first things we can make is to make it. That is what we have done in the scriptures. And we have two missionaries that work in the scriptures. And we learn to follow Christ with the same passion. The same desire, the same boldness. Because I'm listening to them, they think, yet they knew that he was in that Bible, the same God's word, and he did it immediately. They kept saying, that's what we have in ministry, they're in prison, that the Bible should have been killed, the same word. Going to the Middle East to think of all the Christians that have been killed to spread the word. Shooting and drinking. So that is good. We have a thousand. the design of the borders. Just like you asked for. My question to us is the same thing. As this man is protecting, what challenges would come if the Muslims were coming to the area as far as one thing? Think about it. So what do you want to make it? I mean, it's the majority. It's only true. We have to become a good. Because many of us need truth. That is true. We have to put a point in time to make what we have. But why don't we understand? Because it's not God that comes. Yes. Oh, Lord. But it's not God that comes. Wanting to know more and more. That's the Lord's blessing. When you think about all the times in the world, you think about Thank you. through. And God to me, that's what he did. He said, that's what we have seen. And we have his word. And we put our faith and trust in his word. There's no doubt that things continue to be faithful to the disciples. But it's the action. Notice what is the action of the disciples. My Lord and my God. That's the truth that come out of the mouth. There's no doubt about it. We need to be that risen Lord that he encountered by himself. And we probably would never forget that experience we had. So I think it's time to grow up. We have to have different things for us. We want to know something for ourselves. We know what takes place to find those answers and come back to you. And we present it to us too. And we don't find it in place. We should find it in place in other places. And we can't find it there. We don't find it in place to other places. Or don't find it like that. Think about it. Like me. And I don't know what that means. Responsibility to make sure that what I put out is truly helpful. And it's sent from God's word, and God's word we know is in you. Every doubt is in fact there. The research, the study, and the family answers. And the right way to find the truth just like that. And that's the best. So we have to have some new ideas. There's so much more than we know about it. But rather, one who needed to find out for himself in God's hands, like this. One who needed to search for the truth in all of our hearts, that we find the truth. And one who needed to believe, not because of our own words, but because God himself is revealing the truth. We can trust God. Let us trust the trust. God is here to help us. Let's be at times in his dedication of Christ. Even though we have questions, even though we don't understand, we need to invite the Holy Spirit to enable us to believe. And I hope that when we think of the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit does in our lives and is in every one of us, 24-7, we spend a lot of time asking, helping, give me the answers I don't have, and so on, and every time we will. And I'm certain that everyone says this. Now, we just keep many of the signs in his body, the presence of his disciples, which are not written in the Spirit. But these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God. And through believing, you may have life. And here's me. And I promise that we're back. But we have the authority in this word. And I hope that we take the time on a daily basis to read this word. So that when we go out and profess Jesus Christ, we are doing it with the authority of God himself, giving it each of us. And we have expressions, don't stop asking. Do not promise. Promise is willing to give a gift to Christ. And he's willing to ask the right questions. And he was willing to accept the truth. Thank you. and things that we don't understand. Help us get all the grace and knowledge we receive in Jesus Christ. Help us to bring the truth to your force. Help us to be willing to see what you want to do, but not only feel about it, but to feel what you want to do. Let's be willing to visualize who you are. Let's be willing to feel the pressure. Father, more than that, let's be willing to be heard. Let it be walking beside you, let it be walking beside you.